Day of the Baba Basra. All right. Well, we get a little break. So we're starting the big Taisis. We started a little bit, but we start again. Let's start to read this Taisis. Chaim, I made you the co-host, I think. I think so. Yes, you got it? Okay, good. Okay, so we have Kaivin as Rabbo. Taiv is Asik Ashav him Taimar. My Kaivin as Rabbo is we're stuck. Because we're in other words, we force a Rabbo. Why do we have to do that? There's a simple solution. Let's say Esay de Pruvu. The Yitzhak lo say de lo yekadesh. So we started reading this yesterday. So we said that the Maram says lo yekadesh implies that, again, lo yekadesh implies that he's marrying a shifcha because he's the one that's being over the Avera. And the focus is on him. His lo yekadesh is the male. He's marrying the shifcha. The other hand, if they would be, it should be better for Tavis to ask that he should marry a Bas Chayrin, because the Bas Chayrin, this way you're making the mitzvah pruvu. If you're marrying a shifcha, then Tavis in the previous Tavis said that you're not making the mitzvah because ain't no chias. Now there's a child is miyuchas after the mother. The mother is a shivcha, there's no chiyas. So there's no chiyas, there's no kiyam pruvu, and there's no kiyam shavas. So if Tzivus's kasha is to marry a shivcha, so what's Tzivus's kasha? There is no essay. So therefore, the Maram says that Pashrim Shat Tzivus means to marry a bas chayrin. As the Maram says, either the Lashon is lav davka, it's not such a problem, he says. Or, he says, really, Tavis means to marry a shivcha. And since there's Shevis Koldu, so that's enough to make an essay Teichelos to say, which is very, very interesting. This gets into what our last sugya we were working on. What is Shevis Koldu? Shevis Koldu, just a little shirayim. So that's since we're getting a few pennies, so we're not going to be kaifin, but really it's barely anything. Or no, Shemesh Koldu is Gans Choshev. So the Maram is obviously learning that Shemesh Koldu is very Choshev. Ad Gedei Kach, that even though it's not Mekayim the Mitzvah Shemesh or Pruvu, but Taifas takes on as a Dover Pashet that you can say Esei Deichel Elsa say, right? That's pretty wild, the Maram.
Now, there's
no mitzvah. What we're marrying?
Why the pru revu? That's being the doicha. So Taisa says, let pru revu be the doicha. Yeah. If it's Shavuos Koldehu, then that should be because of the Shavuos Koldehu, not because of the pru revu.
Okay, so that's Taivis Lashon is also doichik, but he's saying since the Maram is medayik and Taivis is Lashon, that lo de kodesh means that you're marrying a shivcha. When you marry a shivcha, there is no kiyam mitzvah priyavu and no kiyam mitzvah shevis, because ain't no chiyas. So the only thing is you're mekayim, the mitzvah shevis called to. So according to Maram, the Maram says, you look up the Maram in Gittin, and Mem Aleph. There's a lot of very interesting things in that Maram. Some are very schwer things. But he's basically saying that a shevis called to, without a kiyam mitzvahs pruvu, and without a kiyam mitzvahs sheves, can still be deicha alosa say, right? That's very, very big chiddush. I think so. You know, okay. In other words, you know, it's almost like if you, you know, we do the okay. In other words, it's not the mitzvah sheves, but it's a yashris that there's a mitzvah whatever, and that's deicha. And Tavis knows that with Misvara, according to Maram, that that's Taicha. Okay, let's go weiter. Omri. So the Rig gives a few answers. Rav Yitzchak. Hada, the end of the Iker Lav, the Mekayim Essay. The Mishasa Ara Ka Oker Lav. This is what we worked that we were speaking about yesterday. That the Minchas Chinuch ask on Taisis that you're not making the essay until you have a kid. So why does David say Gmar Bia? So other people argue, Moshe, and other people, I saw the Yad Paltiel from Rabbi Friend, that Taisis holds that the mitzvah is not the result, because Hashem doesn't give a mitzvah that's not biyatzva, but the mitzvah is a maisa. So the Gemar Bia is a mitzvah. It says that you're mechuyev to a boy and a girl. Tara says that a boy and a girl is it's just a share of when there's a mitzvah. Okay, that's what we were yesterday. I thought that was a not very, very, very nice yesidus, but unless anyone has anything to say, we should go weiter. In other words, and it's a nafkamina, whether you're mekayim, in other words, according to the Ramosha, every time you do bia, you're mekayim the mitzvah. And since mitzvah srich is kavana, in other words, according to Ramosha, the mitzvah is a mitzvah, so you're really supposed to have kavana. Mitzvah srich is kavana. You're doing a mitzvah bia, you're doing a mitzvah until you have a boy and a girl. That's a mitzvah deraisa. Every bia is a separate mitzvah deraisa. According to the Menches Chinuch Pashas, he says you do not need mitzvah sriches kavana because the mitzvah is not a maisa, the mitzvah is a result. And he says, according to Menches Chinuch, you get a mitzvah continuously, even after that you have a boy and a girl. So, okay, it's even an apkamina of a halacha. And according to Ramosha, you need mitzvah sriches kavana to shasa biyam. Okay. Anyway, let's continue.
Rabbi, according to Rabbi Moshe, you wouldn't get a continuous mitzvah?
No, because according to Rabbi Moshe, the mitzvah is the ma'isa.
Right.
The boy and the girl is only the zman. It's like saying there's only a mitzvah to shake lulav and eat matzah on Pesach. After Pesach, there's no mitzvah. So after a boy and a girl, there's no mitzvah. It's like Pesach's over. So there's no mitzvah anymore. But according to the Minchas Chinuch, there's no zman. The mitzvah is forever. The mitzvah is have a boy and a girl. So every second you have a boy and a girl, you're mekayim the mitzvah.
Right. Thank you.
Ramosha is a chiddush. He's a chiddush. But I saw that at least. I think the Yad Paltiel says the same thing. So it's not two people already.
Ramosha mentioned mitzvah shechus kavana.
Ramosha did not mention mitzvah shechus kavana, but I derive it backwards from the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch said that Pashtis, you should say the approval needs Kavana, because every mitzvah shrich is Kavana. And then he says that since he went ahead and explained that the mitzvah is not the Maisa, the mitzvah is the result, therefore you don't need Kavana. So we're making a backwards diak, not backwards, you know, an inverse diak, that he's saying the only reason why you don't need Kavana is because he argued with Ramosha, because he says the mitzvah is the result. Mashma, otherwise, you wouldn't need kavana. So therefore the assumption is that Ramosha would say mitzvah sriches kavana here. Why not? Why should this be different than in other place?
So say, maybe it's the Eibishter who takes care of the result. But there is a result, but the Eibishter takes care of it. We just the humans.
Not the result. The mitzvah is the maisa.
Right, because the Eibishter does the result.
You do a bia, and the bia has no result, you still get a mitzvah.
Right, so because there's somebody else can get a result. Not because there's no result, it's because somebody else is taking care of the result.
Okay, the result is not part of the mitzvah.
Because I have a shutuf, in the thing, that's why. But it's not shot that this mice is over, like a shake lulav and it's over.
Okay, Shmuel, we the good way to end the year, we're going to argue again. I know, I don't hear that so well. I think that according to Ramosha, you would say that you need Kavana. Halacha l'maisa, according to Ramosha, you say mitzvah shrichas Kavana. I saw someone actually said that you need Kavana for B. I just don't remember who I saw. Who did I see to say that? I don't remember. Maybe I mean I'm not I saw it in a cipher. Maybe the Bnei Yisachar, or the I don't know. Someone definitely said you do need kavana, but according to what I think. But you're allowed to disagree. And I give you permission. I'm not the end of the world. Okay, anyway, sometimes you're even right. Okay, so that was Tavis's first answer. But the he asked you, and I'll say, to the Gabi, the door, like a essay. To the Gabi, the door, like a essay. So comes along the Maram in Gittin, the same Maram, and he asks the Kasha, what does Tavis mean, the Gabi, the door, like a essay? He says, even a shivcha, even if we're talking about a shivcha, there's a mitzvah Shabbos. Actavius says later. So the Maram says like this, that we had a shaida. Whether Tavis means to marry a shivcha or marry a bas chayrin, right? Those were his Maram's two pshatim. So he's saying, if Tavis means to marry a bas chayrin, what does Tavis mean? A gabi didol like an essay? It's not true. She does have an essay. She has a mitzvah pruva. She has a mitzvah shavas. A woman has a mitzvah shavas pashtus. Elamai, it means that she should marry a shivcha. I tell you this, the Rivam says later that a shivcha also at Sheves. So he says that maybe Tysus now doesn't hold to the Rivam. Now the Rivam is Mechadesh, or it says that a shivcha has Sheves. Right? That was in the previous Tysus. In the previous Tysus, no, somewhat Daichik the Maram. In the previous Tysus, the Maram said, that the reason why he quoted the pasuk is Sheves, because the Sheves shayach afilu itzad avdus.
So then, on the Eved, where do we see on the Shivcha that she has Sheves?
Because you see from Taisus, because in Taisus has a kasha on the Rivam. So then, how come we're not kaifin hatsi Shivcha v'hatsi bas chayrin? Right, that was Taisus's kasha.
All right.
So obviously, Taisus holds that there's no difference between a shivcha and an eved, which sounds sense, because why should there be a difference? If a woman has sheves and an eved has sheves, so why should a shivcha be different? So the Maram is bothered by Akasha. What's Taifa saying? That the woman doesn't have an essay. She has sheves. And we're saying, Shad and Taifa. Is that Sheves? Tavis wanted to say, I say, Deichal Sheves. So she has Sheves. That's the Maram's Kasha. And for the Maram, that Tavis here is arguing with the Rivam. That's what the Maram says. Very, very Deichik. Now that Tavis here is arguing with the Teres of before. But okay, you see, he had two Teresim before. So this Teres doesn't work according to the Rivam. What do you people say about this Maram? Mukhruch.
Sheves was ever the assay. I understand the Maram said that before, but Tysus always worked in the world of Puravu. He never had this world of Sheves that should be Doichad assay. Okay, even if she has.
In his Shita, that Sheves was Doichad, he's asking account himself. He said that Tysus' Kasha was you should marry a Shifa. And all you're getting is Sheves Kaldu. So Sheves Kaldu can be Doichad. Shorty Shabbos be daichet. So if you're marrying a shivcha, so she also gets the Shabbos, the same Shabbos that he gets. So what's Taiva saying? That it got me like an essay. So it must be because the Taiva holds here that Shabbos shivcha is not high on Shabbos, arguing with the previous Taisus, and Evan also not high on Shabbos, arguing with the previous Taisus. And what Taifis here means that the son Sheves of the Ben Chayrin should be Daicha. Yes, what do you say about this Maram? How else could you answer the Maram's Kasha?
I mean, I would have answered it with Tosos next step, but that doesn't really help us for now. That even if she had a Sheves, she would be able to fulfill it with someone else. But that doesn't really help for this answer.
In other words, the next step type it says the guy who did like an essay. Right. So this step holds. In other words, apparently, so we can't split that. So Efshela ba'acher means she can marry someone else. So this step.
But obviously, he's not using it.
This obviously not using that. So this step is holding that she's not chayiv. So what do you mean? She, you know, there's Pishnah above you there. We're talking about the mitzvah pruvu. Okay, I made a mistake. You're right. If we're talking the mitzvah pruvu, so then it's good. A woman doesn't have pruvu. So Tavis says kasha was essay deicha based on pruvu. So then, okay, you know, there's Tavis holds like Shmuel that Shevis can't be deicha. Tavis says all kasha was pruvu, and he meant that he should marry a bas chayrin. You get pruvu to the tzad ben chayrin. And for that, you do essay daicha. And Taisa's answer is that, but if you're learning, if you're learning, you're marrying a shivcha, and you're getting the mitzvah sheves, so she also should have sheves. Yeah, so I you're right. So it's Lachari, you have to say that this Taisa holds that you don't get the mitzvah of that she doesn't have Shabbos. Okay.
Isn't it possible that he has Shabbos and she doesn't?
What? He means an Evan?
Yeah, just like a man is slave and a woman is not.
But the Rivam, went ahead before and said that he connected the two. The Rivam said that if the Evan has, and also she has, that's why the Rivam asked the Kasha before. So apparently it follows.
Okay, how does it work? Maybe I don't know if it's Mesoira Kasha or not. When Tyson answers three different answers, does that mean he doesn't hold all the other answers innately? In other words, like this second one says, okay, she doesn't have an essay. So that means the first teretz held that she does have an essay. You know, she does have a mitzvah.
Right. The first teretz is working without this. It's that even if this isn't true.
And we asked the Kasha, a lady doesn't have Puruvu. So how in the world does that work? We said yesterday, it's a matas for him, and matas for her, right?
Yeah, okay. Maybe that's what Taifa sounds.
But I'm saying so each teretz is holding the opposite of the halacha also?
Pashtus, holding the other teretz didn't work. In other words, this teretz is not so simple because you could say that the lady has a mitzvah because she gets his mitzvah. She's a assist. We say that in Kedushin. That there's an Isha Mikudeshes mitzvah bo yeshemi mishlucha. And what's her mitzvah? Because she's helping the man do the mitzvahs, as some people say. Okay. I just want to stop at another point. If you learn the Maramas, again, two pshatim in Taisis. One pshat in Taisis is that we're talking about that he marries a bas chayrin and he's mekayim the mitzvah approval. But it's also not so simple because besides the lashon kasha, if he marries a bas chayrin and fulfills pruvu, only half of him fulfilled pruvu. The other half of him did not fulfill pruvu. The other half of him only fulfilled sheves, right? So, you know, there's Shmuel is assuming, right? I'm using Shmuel as my example, but he's right. The pashup shan in Taisus is not like the Maram, that Shabbos, you don't say Esei Deich Elos to say for Shabbos. You only say Esei Deich Elos for Pruvu. And Tavis was asking, marry a Baskar and you'll get Pruvu. But you're only going to get half Pruvu because only half of him is Chayv in Pruvu. The other half of him is Pater in Pruvu. So it's not so Pashit that also that's and as a bishlama, if you marry the shifcha and it gets Shabbos, so his entire being is, or he gets Shabbos called to, so his entire being is getting Shabbos called to. But if you're marrying a bas chayre and you're getting pruvu, only half of him is getting pruvu. Is that so simple?
Yeah, well, we said if he can get Shabbos called to who, we wouldn't be kofer. So now that I'm able to solve, you know, that the half that has been chorin will be able to be mekayim pruvu because of esed dochel asasa, then the other half that is only going to get Shabbos called to who, that's fine.
Yeah, but the other half is also doing a ma'isa aveira, right? The two okay. halves.
For the pruvu, you are for the pruvu esed dochel asasa. The half of them
is only on the half of the ben chayrin, but the bad half of the Evan is doing an aveira.
That's actually interesting. It comes out
also say for the aveira that's being done by that half, and the mitzvah is on. Well, this is a little bit what Rafi was saying. The half of them is doing an aveira, and the mitzvah is on the other half. Right.
What's the Avera?
Assuming he's marrying a Bas Chayrin. So the half that's a Ben Chayrin is Kaim the Mitzvah approval. That's wonderful. But there's also no Avera for that half. The Avera is being done by the half that's an Eved. And the half that's an Eved is doing an Avera, and that half is not getting a Mitzvah. So you're taking the mitzvah from the half that he's a ben chayrin, is only a half a mitzvah. I mean, Rafi was saying it because it's on the wrong half. I was saying it because it's only a half a mitzvah. I mean, it's a little different taina, but it's also only a half an avera. So maybe my taina is not such a taina. But you're taking the half a mitzvah that's done by the ben chayrin, and using that to be deicha, the half aveira that's done by the half Evan. That's not so poshut at all.
Why? I say the chalosa say, what's the problem?
I understand, but so it depends who you ask. So I was saying it that is, we only found essay deicha chalosa say when you have a full essay. We never found that a half an essay can be deicha. You know, as you say,
you have a full essay on a half a person.
What?
You have a full essay. Just like it says one day in heaven, one day not. It could be that you have a full assay on this half in heaven.
It's not true. You have a full assay. If he's only a half in heaven, half a ben chayrin, you get a full assay? I don't know.
When we say,
I don't know. Is that true?
But even if he does get the full assay, it's the lav that is being nitcha is the lav of the heaven.
Right. Now, the two
that,
different
that part is still remains.
Half is taina. Rabbi's idea was that they're not matching up on the same person. I was asking a different time. I was asking, there's only a half an essay. So Shmuel is finding that who said, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe once he's a Chatzi Ben Chayrin, there's a full essay on him. Okay, I don't know. Maybe. Okay, anyway, so it's very the Rav is nice to say that Titus means that he's marrying a Shifcha. That's what he's inclined to say, not a Ben Chayrin. It could very well be for these reasons. That's what Rafi said yesterday. That why Titus asked the Kasha marry a Shifcha. He should have asked a better Kasha, marry a Ben Chayrin. So this is what we're saying. That's maybe so. But and then the problem would be, then what does Titus mean when he says this line? The Gabi Dido, like an essay. If Titus wanted to marry Bas Chayrin, and he's talking about the essay approval, so then Tavis makes good sense. Right? In other words, again, you have the two choices. One choice is Tavis means marry a Bas Chayrin. He's talking about the essay approval. So then the lashon that she doesn't have an essay is good. She has an essay of Shabbos. Tavis never entertained the possibility that Shabbos can be Daicha. That's only a Drabanan. You need a Daraisa to be Daicha. She doesn't have an essay Daraisa. So if you learn Pshat, they were talking about marrying a Bas Yisrael. So this line makes sense. But if you're talking of, say, like the Maram is inclined, that we're talking about marrying a Shifcha, and the Mitzvah that we're talking about is Shabbos. So what does he mean to the Gabi Dido, like an essay? It's not true. Taifas told that Shifcha does. It's the previous Taifas Guba took on that a Shifcha does have Shabbos. Right? That's the problem. Okay. Let's keep on reading. But Afino Mifka, the Efshalah Ba'acher. In other words, you can't be Daicha for her. Efshalah Ba'acher. Now, the Bach has a very strange gear to hear. Ba'od Afino Mifka Apruavu. Efshalah Ba'acher. Why in the world is the Bach sticking that in? Like I say, but I feel mifkada the efshel of the acher. Now, why does it? Why did you know? I don't know why the Bach. I mean, he wants to take sides on the Maram Safek, but just now is not the place. He should have stuck it in earlier. You know, this is not. He could have said the guy with the day like say to prove who. Then he would have been. You know, that would have been clear. That's the way if he wants to stick it in. But where's it? Why is he sticking it in now? I don't know. No idea. But if there's a tzad, Afino Mifka, others, he seems to be learning that not like the Ba, not like the Maram, that the mitzvah is pruvu. So it seems like, though, he's a little bit late in saying it. And he's telling you, don't, and not the Mifka of Shabbos. I know, is that what he's doing to the Bach? Is he coming lafuke from the Maram? And if he wanted to come lafuke Maram, he should have said it, you know, on the essay, should have put it up over there. That's the approval. I don't know.
Is it possible that Tyson is just missing words and grammatically? I'm saying, let's say Shevis wasn't an option. A few mifka the what? In other words,
There is an essay. I don't know. It doesn't sound words missing to me. Okay.
Grammatically, it seems like there's no problem. Only the dalet of the efshar, which the Bach also removes.
Okay. I don't know what the Bach is doing. Why? But Pashtus, it sounds like he's taking sides against the Maram. Okay, so he's saying that in order to be Deicha, you need the fact that she has no other way to get the mitzvah. And that's not true, because she can marry an Acher. Okay, to think about the Bach, what he's trying to do. Is there anyone at Bikias? Is there such a day that a woman is trying to approve of? Is there such a daya, or there's no such daya? I don't know. No, anyone know Bikias? Because, you know, we pretty much take on Pashit that a woman is not chayav in pruvu. So, like, why would Taisus, you know, Taisus said, you don't like an essay. Like if there's no such possibility, then why waste time with a Luyatsur? Like Luyatsur, like what do I care? What? But it could be that maybe there's such a day. I don't remember. Anyone remember? If it's in your vamis. If whether are there any Dutch day that a woman's chayv in pruvu? I don't know. No, Pashtus.
It says on the internet that Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika, my fancy Bikias, holds that a woman is mechayev.
Okay, so is that what Taibis is doing? To be Yotzei, even that Shita, the Oyla Fido Mifkada, means to be Yotzei Rabbi Yochanan ben, what's his name, Breika?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, that's a Tana and a Moira. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Okay. I mean, let's go further. Okay. But keeping the Efshet Akayim Shneim Adek Fiyah Lo Dachi. This is extremely strange. Mm-hmm. Taif says, since we can be Mekayim, we don't say Esei Deicha Losa, say when it's Efshe Dekayim Shneim. So here it's Efshe Dekayim Shneim because you can get Pruvu and not marrying a Shifcha or not marrying an Evan by Kaifman. But why is this very strange?
Over a lav, he's not supposed to be freeing an eved.
Right, because Tovis himself in the very next line says that when we're kaifin, we're making him being over in Aveira. And if you're making him over, so that's not called, if I care it, if anything, it would make sense the other way. Esei Deicha Losa say is a system in the Torah we have a system for. Esei Deicha Losa say. Okay, we don't say when it's Efshir B'makom Acher, but they care that to make the Aden be over in Aveira. Okay, I mean, Taiva says it because it's Mitzvah Rabbah. But it's not a, you know, so why is that called, you know, why is that better? Mitzvah Rabbah. I don't know. Except he's not over on a Los Essay. He's only over on an essay. So maybe that's why it's better. After the Kayim Shneim, in other words, you want to say Essay Deicha Los Essay. But here, we can get. I don't know. Okay. Let me ask you people another question. As long as we're next year as Yavamis, there's a very famous Chakira in Yavamis. I don't know if you people remember, but the famous Chakira. When we say Essay Deicha Losa say, what would happen if you an essay of a mitzvah kiyumis, not a mitzvah chiyuvis? Would we still say Essay Deicha Losa say? Right? In other words, why is Essay Deicha Losa saying? Is it because the key of mitzvah is Deicha Losa say? So even an essay kiyumis can be Deicha Losa say? Or is it only a mitzvah chiyumis? In other words, Taisa says, you know, that we, you know, after, you know, there's a person puts on tzitzis and you say Essay Deicha Losa say. So just take off the baguette. What's the problem? You know, if you don't wear the beged, you're not chayiv. So it because we want the mitzvahs kiyumis, and that's deicha. So taking off the beged is not an eitzah, because then you won't get the mitzvahs kiyumis. Or no, is it the aveira bito essay, which is deicha losa say? Right, there's a famous chakira in Yavamis. And what do you people say? There's a riot from Artisis.
What? The woman would be having Puravu Alt Kiyumas?
No, that's not the riot. I don't know. What was Tavis's original kasha? David's kasha, well, it depends. If you learn like them, if you learn like what?
The Minchas Chinuch and Ramosha.
According to the Minchas Chinuch and Ramosha.
So according to the Minchas Chinuch, that it's a mitzvah. No, but there is a chiyuv. Sorry, there is a chiyuv.
If you learn like the, not like the, if you learn that Maram wants to say that Tavis means Shavis called though. But the simple pshat in Tavis means, Taisus means a mitzvah of the Maram says a simple pshanim Taisus is he should marry a Baz Chayrin and get the mitzvah pruvu. And that's what it sounds like now from the Bach. That we're talking about the mitzvah pruvu. Now, is this mitzvah pruvu? Is this a chiyuvis or kiyumis?
So then it would be to depending on the Milchas Chinuch and Ramosha. Ramosha is definitely saying that it's a mitzvah chiyuvis.
Yeah. No, but Lechaira, Taisa said, well, okay, maybe I'm getting circular. I'm getting circular. One second, maybe you're right. One second. You're saying, again, so according to it's a chiyuvis. So it's a chiyuv to do the bia. According to the Minchas Chinuch, it's also a chiyuv to do the bia so you can get to it. Okay, so Pasha, this could be a mitzvah chiyuvis. So there's no raya to that hakira. Right? According to that, you know, there is, you say this is a mitzvah chiyuvis. It's a mitzvah chiyuvis of pruvu. The mitzvah of Shabbos. So his kasha is that we should say esay daichel also say because the mitzvah chiyuvis. It's not a mitzvah chiyuvis.
What would a mitzvah chiyuvis mean? Be like what?
A mitzvah chiyuvis would be that something like where there's no chiyuv to do it, because if you do it, you get a schar. Let's say you were ready, I'd say you're chiyuv staka. You have no chiyuv staka. But if you give more staka, you already gave staka up to a tenth. That is, you have no chiyuv to give more staka. But the more staka you give, the more schar you get. So it'll be a mitzvah kiyumis. So now, can the essay of staka be daichalosa say? If I already gave a tenth of staka, and now I want it, and he comes knocking on my door. In order to give them the money, I have to carry on Shabbos, a face. I don't know, maybe carry Shabbos, maybe it's too chomer, but some other iser. So with the mitzvah kiyumis of getting staka, be daicha the losa say. Okay. Right, that's a famous chakir, but I take it back. It could be there probably is no rye from this diocese.
That's like a mitzvah sasatious man grandma, let's say, right? Well, let's say an Isha.
Those aren't chiyuv. I mean, of an Isha mitzvah sasay. Okay, that could be a good example.
She wants to get it now.
What? Yeah, that would be a good
example.
Yeah,
she wants
to get. Yeah, if a woman wants to sit in a sukkah, and in order to sit in the sukkah, she has to be over at
Al-Sasay.
It's
like the sheet of a guy on Pesach, the rest of the Pesach.
Can't hear you.
Like the guy who sits at Matzah and Pesach. After the first day.
Yeah, that would be for sure a good example. Because that's, I mean, Mrs. Kiyumis, according to everybody, eating matzah on Pesach. Yes. So if there's in order to get the matzah on Pesach, you need a mitzvah. So that's a major Yavamis Chakira. But I don't think there's any. I mean, I fear pashas you could say, but it's not true. That Taifas said before that since you're in Ines, the mitzvah goes off. But Kufa Taifas is so then there is no chiyuv. But it's circular because if you say esay daichalosa, say then it's not an Ines. You know, it only goes off if you don't have esay daichalosa say. But once you have essay diagnosis, it's no reason to take it off. So, you know.
So if he already had kids, Tyson wouldn't ask his kasha, what are you saying?
If he already had kids, you know, if you assume, it's probably not shy that he already had kids, because how could he be in a chatzi Evan, chatzi ben chayrin? I mean, he had to be, you can't.
The guy. He was a guy, he had kids.
He was a guy, and he had kids, and you're kind of a guy, you're kind of prove it with his kids. Right. And then he became an Eved.
Right. So anyway, he wasn't Mekayim Peruvu. Only if he's Mizgayer and the kids are Mizgayer, then he's Mekayim Peruvu.
No. That's what everybody says. That's what we hold. We hold that a guy is already Mekayim Peruvu. That's Machloikis. Very Shlokish Rabbi Yochanan. Cutting Shalom. No, Dami. So we hold that a guy is Mekayim Peruvu already.
Once he's Mizgayer. Once he's Mizgayer and his children are Mizgayer, then the children from before qualify for his Kiyuma Mitzvah. Okay.
Even if you're right, so you can still have such a case. He had children as a guy, and now he became a chatzi Evan, chatzi ben chayrin, and his children also became whatever they became gerim. So now there would be no But
maybe the are the misyaches after him at this point.
Well, he stops being misyaches if he gave birth to them when they were goyim. It's hard to think that he loses his yichus. He loses it after he becomes an eved. Okay, I don't know.
I don't know, but it's not so possible to me. They say that if he's misgayer, you know, then he it could be that he's mekayim it. But over here, it's not a full gear; it's a partial whatever his status is. Maybe that's not considered that.
Oh, he's misgayer. He's a chatzi. Chatzi even chatzi ben chayim.
Okay, so I don't know if that qualifies to consider that they are.
Ramosha's Lashon.
I don't know anything about. So we better.
Rabbi Ramosha's Lashon that Rabbi gave out. He says, "I'm Yulish Shabbat because Shlo Hayim Mechuyev because Shaya Akam Oshoytev Lo Kaim Mitzvah B'Maisim Mikomogu En Lachayv Shulam Mitzvah Zu Even Sheyesh Lo Ybanim Shlo Chayv Tar Mitzvah Zu Lami Sheyesh Lo Ybanim."
Okay. All right, I'm gonna stay away though. I hear it. Could be you're right. You got two, could be your rights today. But okay, but I'm going to say, okay, I don't know. Okay, so what does he say? So his last answer is that since it's after Rikvia, so it's after this. So we're saying it's a little strange answer because, what do you mean, after the Kvia? But after the Kvia is also not good because in order to be Kaifa, you're over a different essay. So it's like, it's a funny thing. We want to get an essay. We want to get the Efsherikvia. So, you know, there's an essay, Daichalosa say, Efsherikvia.
Well, Rabbi's answer. Rabbi said, I say versus I say.
But it doesn't make sense. One essay, Daichalosa say, right? So now we have two choices. You can either go ahead and do the los essay, and then you won't be over on the essay of the Oda Ben Tavodu, or you can be over on the essay of Oda Ben Tavodu, and then you won't be over on the los essay. So why don't we say essay deicha los essay? Right? The essay of the Oda Ben Tavodu should be deicha the los essay. And I'm saying in the cheshbon. In other words, we want to go ahead. We have a cheshbon essay dechalosa say. So you're saying efshir b'kfiyah, but efshir b'kfiyah is going to get an over an essay. So better and it's better to be over a losa say than to be over an essay because essay dechalosa say. So what kind of answer is that?
Who said you're over the law today with Kvia?
No, not with Kvia. Right now, Taivis Kasha was marry a Shifkar, marry a Baskar, whichever one right. It is. And then you'll be over a law system. So right. Taivis' answer is we don't want to do that because Efshir Nekayim Shneim. How is it Efshir Nekayim Shneim? By doing Kvia. But right. Okay. By doing Kvia, you're over an essay.
We said you're over an essay if it's Kvia. Maybe that's voluntarily framed then with Kvia. So then you're out.
Tosos in the next step obviously holds that he is over Basa.
Yes,
and his next Kasha, over. You can see that he holds that although it's Kvia, he is over Avera. That's why he's asking in the next step. I hear your question. He's saying that if it's Kvia, maybe the guy's not doing an Avera if it's Kvia.
Yeah.
But the next step in Tosas, he is asking the question that he is over in Avera.
Right, so it's very strange. Why is Taisus that it's Efshir B'Shneim? It's not Efshir B'Shneim because your Eitza is over an essay. I'd sooner be over a Loza say than an essay. I have two different approaches. I can use a Kvia approach, or I can use the essay Deicha Loza say approach. If I do the essay docha losa say approach, I end up getting over an essay, over a losa say. If I do the kfiya approach, I end up being over an essay. So good. So since the kapashtas, since essay is docha losa say, so I should rather do the essay docha losa say and marry the shifkor or the bas chayrin.
How does Rabbi know that as say Dechaloisa say, right, is just this automatic system that we want, again, this Eshlekaim Shanehem, if we serve, maybe is stronger, and therefore there is no concept of Asay Dechaloisa altogether.
And the logic of Asay Dechaloisa say, Asay Dechaloisa is not Xeris Akasas. It's learned from a pasuk, but there's a logic behind it. The logic behind it is if you have a choice between if you have a choice, either you're going to be over an essay, which we don't know whether it's the chiyuv or the chiyuvis or kiyumis, we don't know, or you're going to be over an essay. Which is worse? So essay daichan essay says it's worse to lose an essay than to be over an essay. So that's the hashgafa of essay daichan essay. So in this situation, when we have two choices at the same second, and either we can do essay dechalosa say and marry a bas chayin or a shifcha, or we can do kfiya. Well, so eeny meeny miny mo. So we should pick. We say kfiya, we're going to end up doing an essay. Essay dechalosa say we're going to losa say. The efshar the kaiyim shneim should say you'd rather be over a losa say than be over an essay.
Famous Ramban and Yavama stuff. Though I think we say that it comes from Ava. That's why I say it's more stronger like that. It's because it's didn't Ava. So over here, there's no, by Asay versus Asay, this Asay is coming from Ava. It's the same Ava. So it's maybe it's Mavata. Maybe I can't do the other Asay.
It's not the Asay versus the Asay. It's the Asay versus the Los Asay. You have your choices. Either be over the Los Asay or be over the Asay. Those are your two choices. Either way, you're going to get the essay or approval or Shabbos. Right? You have two. You want the essay of Shabbos and approval. There are two ways you can get the essay of Shabbos or approval. Either by marrying a bas chayin and shivcha and being over an essay, or by kaitan rabo and being over an essay. So why is when you have two choices? One way is be over an essay, and one way is to over. Let's say it's Shabbos. Let's give an example. It's Shabbos. There's a pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh. You have to do it. But not Shabbos. I know pikuach nefesh. Something you have to do it. But there's two ways you can do it. You can do it in a way that you'll be over an essay, or you can do it in a way that you're going to be over an essay. So the chayra, since we have a rule that essay deicha essay, so we would, if you have two ways that you can go ahead and save the guy's life, we would tell you, and assuming that they're not, each one is just as good and not any more tircha, better do the way that's over on the loaves essay than do the way that's over on an essay. Right? I would think so.
No, we always say that a lav is more chomer than an essay.
Yeah,
the 34 of them are lav.
But you see that essay deichelos essay, so does that mean the fun? Not like that. Them in the fun, then in the hashkafas atayra.
You have to give up all your money for a lois essay. For an essay, you only have to give up a fifth.
That's a famous question. You know that's Rav Elchanan's famous kasha. You know Rav Elchanan's famous kasha. Rav Elchanan has a kasha like this. Okay, we're getting up into tangents, but it's a cute kasha. What would happen if you have an essay and an essay is daichalos essay, right? But what was his question? But if you would spend,
or even kind of essay, you have to spend more than a fifth.
You could spend more than a fifth to mekayim the essay without having to be daichalos essay, right? That was a shaila. That was a shayla. So essay daichalos essay, you don't have to spend a fifth of your money to get the essay. So now that you go ahead and you don't want to spend, you want, but you want to get, you're not going to do the essay if you're going to have to spend more than a fifth of your money, or shlish of your money, really. So you're not doing the essay, the shlish, I think. So therefore you want to be daicha that also say, but the also say you're mechuyev to spend more all your money to stop from the also say. Right, I think that was his Rav Yochanan's question. So if you could stop the losa say, in other words, I think the question was, if you have an essay doicha losa say, but you could stop, now it wasn't like you said, it was like this. You have an essay being doicha losa say, but you could stop the losa say by spending more than a shlish of your money. So it comes like this. You wanted the essay to be daicha the losa say. We say, wait a second, spend the shlish of your money. You tell him to spend the shlish of your money. He says, I'm not mechuyev to spend the shlish of my money to get an essay. So what happens? Right? In other words, you could sit home and do nothing. Then you lose the essay and you don't over the losa say. If you want to do the essay, you have two choices. You can either spend more all your money or do the losa say. So the chayra, you mechuyev to spend all your money to stop to do the losa say, but you're not mechuyev to spend all your money to do the essay. So what are you supposed to do? And that was O'Connor's question. I don't remember if he answered it even. I think Rav Yochanan has that shaila, then in such a situation, there's no solution.
But don't we also see by in, when it comes to krisis, there are 34 out of the 36 lavin and only two asim.
Hey, but the maisa, they all ask these questions, but they all answer that apparently essay is daicha losa say. That means that there's the usual answer is that there are different dimensions. And certain dimensions, losa say is more chomer than essay. As we see that you have to spend more of your money to stop a losa say than an essay. But on some dimension, essay is better than a losa say. As that famous Ramban that was quoted in Yevamos, that, you know, it's in the Gilyon HaShas in Yevamos, but it's by Kibbutz Aim, that essay is Ava and losa is Yira. So an essay is better. So there are some dimensions that essay is better than losa say. Some dimensions losa is better than essay. But because of the different dimensions, the halacha comes out that essay is daicha losa say. So the problem is, so Taisus here is very schwer. How can Taisus say that we're not gonna be daicha the losa say? Because we want not to be over on the event of Aido, but because you F-shir to be Kaifen, the Rabbo, but that's also an essay.
But don't we see from Tosa's next question that for whatever reason, he is not considering that issue at the moment?
Yeah, I'll Google. What's the problem? Why not? I just to make life more complicated. When we say essay doicha losa say, what happens with an essay that you're over b'sheve altase? Is that also doicha losa say? In other words, is the oida behem tavoidu, which is an iser essay, is that an essay or a losa say? Maybe that's the answer. In other words, it's an essay not to do something. So maybe it has a din of a losa say. The gabi. The parsha of essay daicha losa say. Right.
Say that again, please.
Well, we have a rule, essay daicha losa say. Most essays are done bikumvase. When you do something positive, you shake a lulav, you put on tefillin. There are certain essays that you fulfill the essay by not doing something. Right. This is an example of that. You don't do anything to fulfill the essay. You're over the essay if you do something. So the essay is an essay.
Yeah, I'm saying that. Isn't it a mitzvah?
The essay is that you're over the essay if you set him free.
Isn't there also the essay to keep him in your rishus?
You don't do that's memeda. If you don't do anything, it's in your rishus. The essay is not to set him free. So it's an isser, it's an essay, not to let him go free. So is that halachically in the Hilchos essay doichalosa say it's not partial that has a din of an essay? Not maybe it has a din, maybe in Hilchos essay doichalosa say it has a din of the losa say, even though it's an essay. But they have all these shyness by essays that are losa says. What is their halachic gedarim?
Yeah, but that doesn't totally answer Rebbe's answer, because we still have that we're able to be mekayim shnayim. Yeah, but we are going to be over on one los asa. So it's like, why use an essay?
Because we're saying that the be'etzem, like Rabbi Glad said, that be'etzem a los asa has some sad chomer than an essay. As we see, they have to spend more money to avoid the los asa than an essay. What is the mind of an essay is because it's a positive. It's like the Ramban, that because you're doing something, you're being payo, you're showing ava, you're acting. So an essay, which is shev al tasa, doesn't have the positives, only has the negatives of an essay.
No, but if it's equivalent, if it's equal to los asay, so not why totally should my
equal. What not totally equal? It's you know, because Rabbi Glad said, I'm saying I'm high on Rabbi Glad, that in some ways los asay is worse than an essay. The fact that you have to spend all your money for a los asay and not for an essay, that means that obviously negativity, it's the los asay is worse.
Is it going to be any worse than lo yir kodesh?
What?
Is it any worse than lo yir kodesh?
Yeah, no, maybe lo yir kodesh is worse, because lo yir kodesh is a negative, so that brings paz and it brings ruach hatumah into the world. Here you're just being mevav to an essay, so being mevav to an essay doesn't bring ruach hatumah into the world.
It loses the strength of an essay, but it's not getting the strength of a los asa.
Yes.
Okay.
Because that's maybe there's such a thing. I don't know.
Okay. Okay. Maybe it's possible to say then that the mitzvah of Le'olam Bahim Tavod is a one time. He's going to transgress it one time. Mashain Kain, yeah, but if he stays in Eved, every time he's going to have Biyah, he's going to be using the Esed Docha Los Asa.
Okay, maybe. Maybe that could be.
Another idea that the...
But is that a stress? So therefore...
Maybe the Olam Bahim Tavod is because the other person's being over. Not you.
Who's the other person?
The Adam.
Yeah, so that's... So
So it's Legabe the Eved, it's F, you know, it's Efsher.
I know that sounds like a funny story, no? Me, it's no problem, because you do the Aveira. I don't know. It sounds like a funny story.
No, I'm saying maybe that messes up the Rebbe was asking like a math question, right? So maybe that sort of...
I don't know.
Rebbe, can I say an interesting mahalach?
It's a svara, but I don't know whether that, you know, halachically works. It's when you, right now, when you want to be daiche, you have one against one, but okay.
Whatever. If you're using Be'idna, it's only one versus one.
Yes. I mean, if you would say essay when Tavis and his kasha wants essay daichalosa say, the guy, what would he be allowed to do? Would he have to wait after the bia to see if she became pregnant? You know, like in other words, would the mutter to keep on having beers, or he has to wait? I don't know.
Are we different than like a yavam and that's what? Because that's,
I don't know.
The kutra or what?
All right, I don't know. Okay. Anyway, that's the time. Okay, I think I'm gonna stop. I have to have a busy day. Flying out.
Rebbe, have a safe trip.
Thank you
so much, Rebbe. Thank you, Rebbe. Thank you for everything that you've done. Thank you for all the time, all the effort.
Thank you. Okay, you
thank
too.
You.
Okay, thank have you. A good
and
summer.
A safe trip and enjoyable
good
trip.
Good summer,